This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today's shir, I'm excited to it from a maisa that happened. Mitz Hashem, as the shir progresses and moves on, we'll tell you the story. I want to give you a hakdama to what the maisa enlightened me in a pshat. This week's parsha, we have the beginning of Makkos Arba. Yem Hashem Amesha Be'el Pare Kanich Bati Eslibay Veslev Avodav Leman Shisi Leisaisai Eile Bekibay. So this is the beginning of the warning for Makkos Arba. Steht im Pasuk weiter, Uleman Tisaper Beozney bincha uben bincha eisa sher hisalalti b'mitzrayim. V'eisa shesamti bom v'yedatem ki ani Hashem. So here the Torah tells us leman tesaper. We all know the mitzvah of sipur yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach, is this pasuk leman tesaper. Ozni bincha, good. Hey, take it. We got to le bincha by yoimahu leimar. Good. That's a shame. Daf mezak laun in the sugi. Sipur hagod. Good. But ein zach is klar. One thing is clear, that the leman tisaper here is told to Meishe Rabbeinu by Makkos Arba. Why? Why is it dafke by Makkos Arba? Leman tisaper. The ganze Makkos, all the story of Mitzrayim was Leman Tisaper Bozni Bincha. Why specifically here, now, by Makkos Arba steht Leman Tisaper Bozni Bincha Ben Bincha. But you say, what does it mean, Leman Tisaper Bozni Bincha? You have another place where you could tell something to a person. You have another. You can zug into the eigen. Maybe. Maybe you could play out the story. According to the Rambam, you need to actually play out the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Many have such a minig. They actually go through as if they left with the bag on their shoulder. Those that Sfardim Befrat, those that follow the Rambam, every word, that's how they do the Seder. Pashtis Tisaper is one way and one place where you could do a Sipur, and that's Ba'azni. Talk to the ear, where else are you going to talk? In America, I only know this because I've been a Rebbe long enough. I saw the little kids talk to the hand. Talk to my hand. This is a nusach. Talk to my hand. Stam, what they mean to say is lamay nafkemina. If you talk to me or you talk to my hand, stam, that's what they mean. Lamay nafkemina. But Rabbi say, what's meant this? What's meant to saper beozne? Gedavstein. It should have said leman to saper lebincha. What's the hadgasha? The emphasis on Ba'azni. So in years past, I've always fataiched. Every child has his unique way of hearing and understanding. It has to be specific. Mensch, get the ganze shir. It could be beautiful Torah, but if it's not directed, it's not targeted to the understanding and to catch the havon of the person you're telling it to. You're not gaining anything. Spoke at him. You didn't speak to him. Zaydi used to say over a veltel, stammer rabbanim, will appreciate this veltel. So I'm all given a rav that he said a ganze shir. And the balabas in front of him, every time he said a psakash metateretz, he was ma'ayre l'may nafgemina, l'may nafgemina. So the Rav tried to every time find the nafkamina l'halacha, the kasha, the teretz. Okay, this is the nafkamina l'maisa. He comes over to the person after the shir, and I zakt him, nu, so I taught you this halacha, that halacha. He says, Rebbe, you didn't understand what I meant. When I told you l'may nafkamina, what I was telling you is l'may nafkamina d'res samir d'res samvant. That's all I meant. What's the difference if you talk to me or you talk to the walls? It's the same. It's an alte European veltel. I grew up with it. And as I get older, I understand it. Was is Lamaisa Hafeisai? Tafreden Ba'ozne Bincha. You can't talk at your son. It has to be to his ear. L'man tisaper ba'aznei bincha. Abba Rabbeisai, I think we could be meisif of shenacha nekuda, maybe another explanation. Right? The truth is, I think I mentioned it once in the past, but I was nesayer to it, like I said, to repeat it and to hear a havana in it, based on a meisif which you'll hear at the end. As, like I said, as we continue the shir, you'll get the ma'isa. Something that happened, something that I saw. Be'enai ra'isi u'be'oznai shamati. I think we could say another pshat. We find by Yehuda. Yehuda also uses a psazan nusach. Parshas vayigash. Vayigash elov Yehuda vayoymer. Biadaini, Yadabel Nadova Abdhodova Ba'ozne Adaini. There also it says, Ba'ozne. Where else was he planning on speaking this? The Medrash even tells us at Azegishriyan. Yehuda was roaring like a lion, like, you know the expression, he roars like a lion. Yehuda was roaring like a lion. The Medrash says that the whole Mitzrayim was shaking like an earthquake from his roar. So why was it not? What, it was hard of hearing, Yosef, was Vilminda. Rashi Taka says, Yichnesu dvarai be'oznecha. What is be'ozne? In Rabbi say, we could talk, we could yell, and we could scream. It doesn't penetrate. It doesn't connect with the person we're telling it to. A lot of times, what we say is good, and a lot of times, it's eloquently addressed, or we say it with a loud tone of voice. But did it go where it was supposed to go? Did the child hear it? There's a special maila, hadgasha, that it has to go in, it has to enter, it doesn't always go in. The man to saper be'oznei bincha. Be'oznei bincha. Not enough to say it. It's got to go in. Yichnesu dvarav. To the ears of the child. Let me tell you of Amere de Gavad, Rebel. Brisker used to say over for Brisker Rav. Amere de Gavad. You know, Yehuda. What does it mean? Yedab nadavu be'oznei adaini. So the Medrash says they wanted to move away the melitz, the melitz beinaisam, the interpreter, an interpreter. They had to get rid. Till now they were talking through an interpreter. Klaimish Yosef doesn't know Lashon HaKedesh, so they're talking through an interpreter. So yidaben adavar, yidaben avdecha davar ba'azni adaini, straight into your ear without a middleman, an interpreter. The Beis Halevi's masbil. That he was afraid, Yehuda, that it was getting lost in the translation. Something was wrong, because The more he talks, the worse it gets. Or every Rebbe feels the same thing. Where does it get lost? He's not sure. It's up to good. Where's it? Okay. That's neither here nor there. But the Al-Kapanim, when there's a middleman in the middle, amongst the Yetzirah, it's the middleman. And Allah is telling good. Okay. I'm even Yavin. Yad, the Mevinim are Yavinim. There's a Fashtein, as Meret. And Amol doesn't go to where it's supposed to go because there's a middleman blocking. Al-Kapanim, you hear? So the Beis Halevi says he wanted to get rid of the Melitz. He wanted to get rid of them, the interpreter in the middle. Straight, direct talk. In America, direct negotiation. You know. Okay, good. And I barely see over this vat. I saw in the ksavim of the Talmidim that wrote over the Shiurim. Yeah, but officially Yosef doesn't understand the language. So what do you have from it? I mean, if you're taking away the interpreter and you're convinced that that's the interpreter was there because he doesn't understand the language, so what did you have from taking away the interpreter? Unless you say the pshat is that he started to pick up already. Yosef Mustama, the way he responded every time, you know, before the Melitz gave over the words, he chapped already. Yehuda. He picked up on the nuances that Yosef Hashtay good. Ken Zayn. Right? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he figured that Yosef probably does understand and he picked it up along the lines, along the conversations that Yosef get understood. Briskerav Zatandrish. Barely self Briskerav. Sometimes words isn't the right method of communication. Yehuda started to realize the more he talks, and maybe the words are going to where they're supposed to go, and maybe they're delivered with the words accurately, but the hergation, the emotions, it's getting lost between the melitz. So even if Yosef doesn't understand the language, but he'll understand Yehuda anyway. Yehuda wanted that Yosef should see him talking. To be direct. Yehuda to Yosef. You understand more, you understand less. It's not negay. We all know the Maisa with the Chafetz Chaim, and he came and he spoke in front of the courts to defend one of the Talmidim, that they were Chayshishim, that he was a spy, and he spoke in Yiddish and he was crying. And when the lawyer wanted to interpret the Chafetz Chaim's words, the judge said, not necessary, I understood. Ken Yiddish hat er nicht verstanden, sicher nicht. In Gewein hat er mustamme nicht gesehen in sein Leben, he never saw someone, but that was probably what he saw that he never saw before. Sein Yid, Gewein, in Fatzweite, he saw that. So he understood good, good verstanden. He understood good. Okay. I want it to go where it's supposed to go. And could be that's also Leman Tisaper Ba'azne Bincha Uben Bincha. Hey Sasheri, Lesaper Ba'azne Bincha. It has to, not necessarily the words you use. It's got to connect, it's got to penetrate. Maybe it has to be Dvar Mayetzim and Aleiv, Nechnasim and Aleiv. Could be. But the point of the Pshat, the night of Pesach, CPTS Mitzrayim, the Tata connects with the sun, Efashtetim. He's getting it. He's understanding it. The Chiyuv is not just to say the story. The chiyuv is leman tisaper ba'az leibincha yichnesu. Like we're saying, could be it needs dvar ma'yotzim in aleif, nichnasim al aleif. Could be. But I have a kasha. They say this, like I said, it's all a hakdama to get to the ma'isa. It's all get up learn a ma'isa. Usually you say the Maisa lernt up the Maisa. Ich will tan verkehrt. Für ablernen und nach dem Zagen der Maisa. Schei, maskim. Why this mak? Laman tisapa ba'azli bincha. Why here now? Why? Unless you say it's going on all the makas. Huh? It means by this time. Laman tisapa means this and all the previous. The Medrash state nitazeh. The Medrash says, Laman tisapa ba'azli bincha ben bincha zu makas arba. The first loshon of a Medrash. What's meintas? Why is arba more unique? What's special about arba? I want to tell you, I worked on this many years. It's not. I asked my rebbein, I asked Rav Pamzei Chatzadik Levrach. I worked on what's up? Why? I understand. Pashtis is not going only on arba. It's going on all the makas. I've been medrash eight plug. Loshna medrash. In Shmeis, Lashna Medrash in Shmeis, Yud Gimel Dalit, Kamod Teima. Here, Lashna the Medrash said, Zu Makas Arba Kamod Teima. In Yoyel also there was a tremendous Magaif of Arba locust. Allah Livnechem Saperu. That was Ibizagin to the kinder. So there too in Yoyel, in Tanakh. It was a locust, a makas locust, and the Torah is madgish. As when Moses ibet that tzeilin, you have to say it over to the children. What's makas arba? I went through the midrashim. I know that makas arba is a very strange makah. They had fangs. You know that they claw and medrash. The arba had fangs and horns and chayes and kikumin, and they were eating not only food but they were eating the buildings and the jewelry and the kuktachayim mitrash b'sabbas. Interesting nazaken captivates the interest. And Marcus arba steht rakus hamavus hazeh. Why? Because they were dying. They were mamish. It was not. It was killing them. Mamish killing them. Yeah, but so what? What is Makas Arba more than anything else? So you see that in, I don't know, it's taka funny. I don't know, so far, unless we have different humor. I don't know, maybe we have, maybe different things humor us. I don't know. I would see that, I would get scared. I don't know. To me, it's what they call it when it's horror. To me, it's horror. I don't know. It's a horror story. With fangs, with mices, with geschäft. I went to understand. That just made me interested. The children were a horror story. They say, learn this up, learn this up. The cash, I got the cash. You hear the cash? Okay. I know there was a great tzaddik in Yerushalayim. Geis in the Chofetz Chaim from Yerushalayim. I guess that's a title that every community, every country has their Chofetz Chaim. Okay. Remember, Shiva Zatzal, Pam, Erachnos Sefer Torah, they made him, they printed a Sefer Torah for him. I think he was sick already at the time. So by the inauguration of the Sefer Torah, by Erachnos Sefer Torah, they introduced him as the Chofetz Chaim from America. He got up. He was meicha b'chalateikif. He said, "Vas chas v'shalom. How dare you do a thing like that?" Remember, he was so upset. He said, "Meicha for the cover of the Chofetz Chaim." Meicha for the cover of the Chofetz Chaim. Maybe you don't understand what the Chofetz Chaim is. Vashteis b'chalosh where the Chofetz Chaim is. But I'm not getting involved in this. I'm not going to get involved. You'll get angry at me, so you're angry at me. What should I do? Ba'al Kulpanin, there was a Chofetz Chaim in Yerushalayim. Reb Shmuel Haimedach Chongeruf in the Chofetz Chaim from Yerushalayim. So he was Mekayim the Pasuk literally. Laman Tisap, every parish's boy, he would get his children and his grandchildren, he'd round them around his table in his house. Makas Arba, Rabbeisai, Kindalach, Leman Tisa, hit, Tere Stockt, by Makas Arba. Das abgelenkt, Kipschuta, yeah. It's Marcus Alves. Hashem is nice in the basics. Okay. So what's Takip Shat? Why it's only by Marcus Alves? So basically, Lamaich Magdim Zayin Amere Dikavav Panavisharaf. It's not going to answer, or maybe it will, but that he's not addressing this Shaila, why only by Makas Arba. But he says Amere Dikavav. Yeah, he says like this. Lamantis Ape Ba'azne Bincha, or Ben Bincha. When the Kfira, when the noise in the street is so overwhelming and overpowering. There's a special avoid, and that is you've got to get to the ear of the child. There's so much other things that are catching the child's ear. There's so much out there that's making so much bilbul that he can't hear. So you need to have a special avoid, leman tisaper, b'ozne. You got to get to him. You gotta push away everything else that he hears. Get to his ear. Catch his attention. Not easy. There's so much that makes a person, you know, mevulbel. He hears a bass, and it's so adequate in today's times. There's so much thrown at us from all the Zeiten. It's very important that the child, the father's able to catch his ear. There's a lot of clutter, noise, static from the street. Is that the right word? Static from the street. To catch the right frequency that the kid should hear you. To be able to push everything aside. Gotta catch his ear, gotta catch his attention. Because if you don't do it properly, he's hearing everything else from the Welt and the Wetzel-Tumbel. Was willst du von ihm? Why only Makas Arba? I saw Meridike Chazen Yecheskel, Chazen Yecheskel, Abchatzkel Abramsky. Efrek de Kasha. And that's why I was excited. I've addressed the question, I've asked, and I've never got it. He says a very posh tzach. One line, Yan, Shibimakizu Kosov Achav Layirkein. It says clearly that this will never happen again. Achav, this is a one time thing. So, how you expect the kid to know about it? I can hear about it in the street. That happens. It's something from archaic. Mela, you have to be Mesapata. If like, you heard about Tzvadei ever? I don't know. Tell me about the other Makis.
Huh?
I can't, what?
There was Arba coming from Yisrael.
Okay, so the Emes is in Yerushalayim. There was a Makas Arba, and it's in the Sfagim. There was schmoozing about it. I know. I didn't study it enough, but I know about it. And I know it's a good kasha, and I know they dealt with it in Yerushalayim. Because it's one of the famous, you know about it, right? It's one of the historic.
And it's Ryan, Layyach.
Ah.
So then, they say it never entered.
The Achra of Layyake means the Mitzrayim.
I'll
tell you, like I said, I know that it's a sugi. Ich weiß the sugi. But I never went through it properly, so I'm not going to have an opinion to Rab on it. I know this. In Yerushalayim, the Darshanim Mizak Shmuzim Begadam. I know about it. Okay. I'll call upon him. So the kid can't identify with it. What did he never heard of it? So it's abstract to him. Something was, I versteht es nicht. Hier, Abesai, kum, lamitus. It's abstract. He doesn't, how is he supposed to, it's foreign to him. It's something that he can't put his hands around. Never heard of it. He doesn't know what it is. You know, a child can't understand something that he doesn't experience. He doesn't know what it is. Was? Stan, me geht, sagt er, me psereise. Red mit der Kind Kabbalah. Was the Reds? What are you talking about? Gulim, Patsufim, Reise. What? I was supposed to rest. Now, I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, because the Chayre, the Alamak is in Azai. Unless he could identify more with Tzvardeya than he could identify with Arab Chlesnish. Akapon him, this is what he wants to say. So, what a Taina, Meir Dikizach. Yeah, Kum Rabbeisach. Lame Fashtein. L'mantisapel ba'azni bincha. So the avoida is a much stronger avoida because he can't understand it, he can't identify with it. And yet, the chiyuv from the tata is an oislalin that he should be yichnas with dvarav ba'azni as los yefashtei. It's a special that he should hear it. You know, Ayishma Yisrei. What's Ayishma Yisrei? Heren un da heren. But Ozni Bincha is as old as the heaven. Shaggeri, Shachach. Stop going to Makasar Bibs. Now, what do I have from this? I have a mayor to give what Rabbeisai. The Maisa Kum Baud. The Maisa Kum Baud. No, Rabbeisai, Kum. The Maisa Kum Baud. Okay. Yeah? The Pasik is Mamshich. Laman Kisapel. Viedatem. Kiani Hashem. Now, if it's going on the child, at Kitav Shtein, Vieda Ezelvis, Sap Bosni, Bincha, Dretzum Kind, Bincha, so Losh Yach, Bincha, Vieda Ezelvis, and Kenny Hashem, no? What's the Viedatum Kenny Hashem? Why only by Makas Arbe, Shtein Viedatum Kenny, all the Mefarshma, Fregendel, die zwei Scheites. Why all of a sudden Viedatum Kenny Hashem? What's the Viedatim, the Lashon Rabbi? So steht in alles for him, it's Yidua. It's not going on the child. Viedatim is going on the father, on the parents. Laman tisape bozni bincha. Viedatim is not going back on the child. It's going back on the parents. Duch, sipu, yitzias, mitzayim. But the tatav is in Kenny Hashem. Is it a Viedatem before the Sipur or Viedatem through the Sipur? It's a big machlaikas in the Mefarshim. Some say the Pshat is Medavisin Kani Hashem in order to be Laman Tisapir. Asikla Badir Kemen the Sipur Gebi. You can give it over. So it's Viedatem, you need to know Kani Hashem. So the Torah is telling us how you could teach. Let me tell you, if a person is not klar, he's not eisgehalten, I mean, what he's saying is not 100% by him, don't expect the kids to have it either. Zogin the kids als kummen und sitzen und lernen und rabbi sei. The mensch allein halt nicht bei dem. There's kein sach nicht uftan. You're not going to have anything from it. I'll tell you that. That's a double butter. It's got to be vidatim. You got to be strong about it yourself. A kind of zen as the tata gleibt in them. As a tata glaped in them, but the kinders of it. Many mefarshim learn like that. Yedatim, in order to be mekayim, leman, tisap, b'ozni, bincha, must be yedatim kenny Hashem. Ger Rebbe, Beis Yisrael, famous shmuz al chinuch, he said it's verkehrt, it's a teitzah. It's not a tenai. Shivishalash, tenai of the teitzah. Yeah, Hakir, Sashena Hakir, Tanaya de Taitza. Pasha says, Hatanai, Vidatem, a male Lamantisapa. Taitza. If you do Lamantisapa, it's going to strengthen your immune. Strengthen your immune of your datum, the seeps. The datum can be Hashem. The seeps, you go up, Erelo. So what is it? It's a Reisaha, Bracha Kilas, Vistan. If you do it, the Rebbeinu Shem will give, huh? Huh?
Laman doesn't stand.
Laman, so let me hear. Because you're Talmud Chacham, I'm going to address your question. Laman Tisapel.
Laman connects to before.
Before, yeah. I'm doing this, Laman Tisapel.
Laman.
Yeah. It's not going on.
All the way around.
Okay, you know, we'll discuss it. I'm not sure exactly what you mean. And the time, the clock is running, and then they'll blame me for it. The clock is running out. We'll talk after that. Talmud Chacham. We'll talk after. Bakal Tanim, is it a Tanai? Or is it a Taitza? And he learned it was a Taitza. But what's it a Taitza? So Pash, it's just like a Brache. Right? It's a Avtache. I think he used the Lashon in the Ger Rebbe. It's Avtache. Avesai. This week, a story was made in Yanai Pshat and Pasik. My yeshiva, whoever wants to learn to come. I don't have a policy. You don't need protection to get in Puma Yeshiva. People think it's not, you can't do it. The violence working, Baruch Hashem. Doable. I don't know. People say, you're crazy, yeshiva will fall apart in 1 week. Not falling apart. I've been doing it for years and it's working. Kum tabachel damin yeshiva. He knows so little. Edelabacha, gutta. His background, weak. Doesn't know much. He came to work. Seems to have a kishon. He seems to know what he's talking about. So I told him, okay, come in yeshiva. Now the problem is, what kind of a shiur would he go to? I don't have a shiur that addresses that level. Vavastuach, yeah? So I told him this. I said, I can't. You could come. I'm not going to stop you from coming, but maybe you should go to a yeshiva that will address the level that's good for you. And Matim, the man to sap, but Osnei Bintha, it should be there, direct to you. He says to me, no. Came here a few times for Mincha, the yeshiva. I see a lot of Yiddish Shemaim. I want to be here. That's all. I want to be here. I see that. I want to be here. This is where I want to be. This is a Das Villa. I said, okay, so try it out. But gate is. I don't know what should I tell you. Which she, I told him, I'll try to get you a chavrusa. No, he wants to go like all other bach. He wants to go to the regular shir. He come to the regular shir. The disconnect. It's like telling a heintige bach wegen arbe, was is, hat nicht gescheiches mit dem. It sounds familiar. What? Arbe, hat nicht gescheiches mit dem. What? Okay. I let him sit in the shir. He's sitting in the back. He doesn't even fit in. It's Dazay in the back. And I see he's sitting and he's listening and he's listening. Mitamal, get that spring. Give that jump. Oh, he jumped. What happened? So this is what it means to learn a Taisus. To himself. He gave it to himself. Like it was, he didn't realize people watch. It was it's beautiful. That's what it means to learn Taisus. It's beautiful. And I realized I made it to Gazach. It's unbelievable. If it's Emes and it's Taira and it's learnt, everyone connects to it. It's the Midas Emes. Yeah, so I want to learn a Menschville element. Has no shaykh at the level. It's not shaykh at the levels. There's nothing to do. Taira is Taira. When a mensch was Vilel and Taira, he sees, he understands, he hears, he talks to his neshama, talks to him. Yifn zu dvagos, he had this gechab. Tell him a meisah shahoy, it happened. And I realized that it depends on how you teach the Taira. You teach it. And if it's learned, in order to understand emes. So it's Laman Tisapa Buzz Viadata. What did it teach me? As Taira is emes and the Rabbeinu Shleilam is emes. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense. Viadata, the raya of Laman Tisapa Buzzne Bincha Ben Bincha. Who is it a raya? It's a raya to Gans Klal Yisrael. Asidah Bayra'ilam in the Taira's emes. That's Viyadata. Leman Tisapa, wie kommt das, as a Tate, so reden mit der Kind Sachen, it has no Scheiches to him. And the Teretz is, das ist a Reihe, das Teretz Emes. That's a proof. Viyadata, Kiyan Yashem. You know, you could talk from today till tomorrow, everything gets forgotten. Nothing affects, nothing moves a child. Reds Emes, and the Ramis is the Ramis of Taira. The child is moved and elevated. And it penetrates. And it goes to, no matter what level he is, no matter where he's holding, and thus is a raya. As Taira is Ramis. Taira is Ramis. Taira is Ramis. You know, it's interesting, and I know that everyone loves that chain of Veltel. I saw an interesting Chida. I'm going to leave it the mezak. You'll take it with you. You'll work on it yourself. He says, Makas Arbe. Why is it? What's the Mida Kenega? Mida? Arbe Zaracha. It's Kenega the children episode. Something about Makas Arbe. Huh? It's Santa Chidan, Reish David. Arbe Zaracha. It stims, huh? It stims in the grace in Yadim. No, then as I state, what's happening? What's happening? Basni bincha. How does the continuous? The only way it's because it's teiras amis. Otherwise, it would never last. It could never have a hemshich midar l'dar. It's impossible. L'man tisaper basni bincha. Makas arbe. For some reason, like we said, because it's loyhaya kamayu. I don't know. The Chazan Cheskel learns it's something that's not shaykh. It's not the child can't. It's not for today's kid, so to speak. Played me a taste is not for today's kid. Believe me, a kid that was spilt zacharum with all the narishkeit. It's impossible to learn a taste. You know how it's possible? Because taste is taste. That's what it is. Del zelbe taste is the geinim and tzaddiki eilim ham gelernt. Wie kommt das Ha'inga like in this land? When the Torah is about the Torah says. Also, the Rebbe, that in Kenny Hashem, it's a raya. It's a raya. The Torah is Amis, the Mat Tisapib. Via dat him. And that's what I saw when the kid came over to me. I saw Torah is Amis. There's no explanation. Kid, versteht me, hier ist ein Scheich, aber das verstanden. Das verstanden, aber ich sage. I want to end with the following. Good? Okay. That was one part of the Maisa. Reb Chaim Brisker gesagt, that drasche. Shane drasche. I studied the drasche in the different contexts from different, you know, the way it was brought in different svarim. Reb Chaim Brisker in Petterburg hat gesagt, that drasche. Steht, va'ato kisvo lochem es hashira azeis v'lamdos b'nei Yisrael. Simo befiya, leman tir li ashir azayis le'ed, b'vnei Yisrael. Zok Reb Chaim Brisker, pshat, there'll be a time where chalila, there'll be a faras bris ma'kadosh baruch, means it's going to be a shvacha matziv, shvacha dairis. So the one thing that will be le'ed, onza ashir azayis lefon of le'ed, ki lo'isi shokach, the Eidus. What is the Eidus? That the Rebbeinu Shloilom, exists. What is the Eidus? Ki lo yisishakach mipizari. Was is gave right by the kinder. It's an Eidus. Zok Reb Chaim Brisker. Aber, the daf is lernen vi an Eid. Rak shi eisa teira kifi she nimtza lana b'shlei musa b'tarasa. Different places, there's one word more, one word less. It's a speech from Amol. I saw the Nusa, it had to be learnt like an aid. You know what an aid? It's truth. It's emes, it's no negias, it's rain. An aid, the minute he has a psareg and a gear. But he says, Teira lelt mit emes, mit reinkeit. It's an aid, and that's kiloisi shokach mi pizarei. Thus, an edus on v'yedatem ki ani Hashem, and I end with the following story. Years ago, maybe I'd say 19 years ago, I think it was, I brought Reb Shmuel Birnbaum to my yeshiva. At the time, a lot of Russian bachrim that was sitting and learning. Russian bachrim, he walked in and he saw the learner Reb Chaim. The learner Reb Chaim Brisker. I couldn't get over him. Reb Shmuel went out of his cave. And I remember what came. I remember his response. What was his response? His response was, Stalin couldn't destroy this. You see? Does that Tere? Patted me like this on this thing. Tere, that's Tere. Stalin, he tried. You can't stop it. As Milan Teherain doesn't make it in where you come from, who you are, what your background is. He likes aid. If it's learned like an aid, he likes Yishakach. Laman Tisapel. Ozne Bincha, Ben Bincha, Yedatem. That's a Raya, as the Rabbeinu Shleil. When Zas is Teher, Zem is Zayn Teher.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.